went to Chicago's Playboy Club for my 21st birthday. We had good family friends, Auntie Abba and Auntie Jerry, who helped teach bunnies at the Chicago Playboy Club how to walk and serve food and drinks, including the famous bunny dip to ensure modesty. Being a bunny was considered good work. Hugh Hefner insisted that his customers behave. Those who didn't, be they big rollers, simple boors, or Hollywood stars, got the toss. Gloria Steinem worked at the Manhattan Playboy Club and later wrote the expose that helped make her a star in journalism. Lauren Hutton was a bunny, as was Deborah Harry, the singer, and Kimba Wood, who trained at the London Club before heading off to Harvard Law. She's now federal judge Wood. By the 1980s, Playboy Clubs were failing. What once seemed glamorous and daring had become hokey and degrading to women. Yet in these times, 50 years after they were invented, 22 years after they closed, Playboy Clubs are enjoying a small revival. A Playboy Club opened in Las Vegas 4 years ago. New clubs will open in Cancun and Miami this year. Joined now by two of an estimated 25,000 women who worked as Playboy bunnies between 1960 and 1988. Nancy Downey Caddick was one of the first women to work at the Chicago Club. She's a clinical social worker at Northwestern Memorial Hospital. She joins us from WDCB in Glen Ellyn, Illinois. Ms. Caddick, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. Delighted.
And Mary Chipman joins us now from WXEL in Boynton Beach, Florida. She worked in the New York and London Playboy Clubs and now works for Microsoft as a computer program writer. And she's written books on programming. Ms. Chipman, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
So, Nancy and then Mary, why did you get a job at the Playboy Club?
Why? I heard it was fun, that you can make a lot of money. And I wanted it to be sort of a transition before I decided what it is I want to do with the rest of my life.
Well, I basically was having an adventure. I arrived in New York City with basically $6 to my name to see a friend who was writing and producing a Broadway musical, which closed after one night. And I loved New York, and I said, I got to stay here. And, of course, I didn't have any clue as to what I would do for a living. So I walked into the Playboy Club, and they hired me on the spot.
So what was it like when each of you worked at the Playboy Club, the atmosphere, if you please?
At the beginning, the atmosphere was really a private men's club. You had a very wonderful jazz music throughout. You had some great entertainers. Mm-hmm. The atmosphere was fun. It was glamorous. It was the place to be in Chicago.
Mary Chipman?
Things were quite different by the time I arrived. It was the club had seen better days. The clientele, they weren't really the high rollers. Mm-hmm. The girls who made a lot of money had been there a long time. There was a very powerful union that protected seniority. Mm-hmm. So they only had to work a couple of nights a week in the showrooms, whereas the rest of us slaved, you know, 5 or 6 nights a week, basically hanging around and hoping for people to come in so that we could make a living.
What years were you there, Mary Chipman?
I started in 71. Mm-hmm. So you had the whole women's lib thing going on as well. You know, it wasn't really that cool to be a Playboy bunny. It had been glamorous 10 years before, but it wasn't so much at that point.
And Nancy Downey Caddick, you were there 10 years before, right, at the Chicago Club?
Absolutely.
Let me ask you about the costumes.
Yes. The first one in the 60s was a married widow corset that they fitted you in, and they would ask your cup size, and you would tell them, and they would always go smaller. And they were tight. This costume was very tight. I have to tell you, the first time I put on the ears, I thought, oh, my. But the customers loved it. They loved the tails. And I particularly loved the cuffs and the cufflinks and the bow tie.
Wow. Mary, since you came along, Mary Chipman, at a more feminist age, had the costume changed in a way that Betty Friedan would have counseled her?
I loathed every aspect of that costume. I really did. It wasn't the sexiness of it, which was okay. It was the whole idea of the ears and the tail. I just thought it was very degrading. And once you make yourself into this bunny, which isn't really a woman, it's kind of just this hybrid creature, people felt entitled to take liberties with you. People would feel entitled to pull your tail or touch you. Of course, the management would protect you from all of this, but, you know, still, that was the natural impulse. You know, the usual social barriers of treating women with a certain amount of respect mm-hmm. were somewhat dissolved by the costume, I felt.
What I found most difficult to handle at the club was not men, it was women. So I would have a couple of incidents where a woman would pull my tail, another one who would just continue to make all kinds of nasty statements to me as I'm trying to serve them. And nothing I did seemed to please her. And so I mentioned it to my colleagues, and I said, I don't know what to do. And another one said, I do. And so what we did is I set up a tray of sticky drinks like Brandy Alexander
grasshopper.
And grasshoppers. Yes.
Yeah.
And so I would head toward the table, and someone would be coming the other way, and they would tip my tray, and it landed in her lap.
Oh.
And, of course, she was screaming and carrying on. And, of course, the manager, the room manager, apologized. And I thought, well, she may not come back again. But if she does, maybe she'll rethink how she communicates with bunnies.
Yeah. We're speaking with Nancy Downey-Caddick and Mary Chipman, both one-time Playboy bunnies. The Playboy Clubs turned 50 this year. Nancy Caddick, you're a clinical mm-hmm. social worker. And you have specialized in treatment with HIV/AIDS patients. Mary Chipman, you're a software writer and computer programmer. People sometimes surprised to learn what you used to do?
I don't tell them.
Really? Why?
I have kept it basically, you know, a secret for years. It doesn't do you any good, really. The industry I work in is a very young industry. Most of the people I work with are so much younger, they have no idea what it was. It's a curiosity. Kind of dates you.
Mm-hmm.
But as I've gotten older, my perspective on that has softened, and I just don't care anymore. You know, I had a colorful, adventurous life, and that was one part of it, and that's who I was, who I am. But it doesn't do you any good to put it on your resume.
Nancy Cannon?
I have a different experience. Now, years later, in community services and having gone to school, I was applying for a position at Northwestern Memorial. This is before I'm a social worker.
Mm-hmm.
And the position was for an office manager in respiratory therapy. And I decided to put my years as a bunny on the bottom of the resume. I got a call that afternoon. I got an interview the next day. And I was hired that day because they liked my looks. And this particular manager had fond memories of Playboy.
Hmm. What might you tell women working as bunnies now?
I wish I had had a more playful attitude about my bunny experience at the time. I think I took myself way too seriously.
You know, life is too short. Have fun. I really believe that women should have those adventures before
Absolutely.
They're 30 or whatever age, but they should have those adventures that you can look back and be pleased. Who we are is a combination of all these experiences. These are great stories to tell my grandchildren and to have a feeling at the end of life that one has really had a view of it.
Boy, I've enjoyed talking to both of you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Scott.
Mary Chipman and Nancy Downey-Caddick. Next week, Playboy Clubs will have 50 parties in 50 cities to celebrate their 50th anniversary. And the July issue of the magazine pays tribute to the bunnies past and looks to the future of the clubs. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.